would you just describe some of the buildings that the farm used to have around, just where you keep different animals and keep the...
Well, I tell you, in them times they were just common buildings. They wasn't what you were talking about, what they done now. They were just common little houses, little huts, you might say. Just calm, very calm. Sometime they would, you know, be built in such a way until they just stay wet where animals go in on some people. I've seen like that. And at that time, horses and cows, you may say, they wasn't cared for near as much so as they are now, since them times.
Were they kept inside the...
They was kept inside, but just very little fixed, prepared for. It was very little.
Did you call them a regular barn?
They was the regular barns, just like we'd say from the since them time, but then they just wasn't fixed, well fixed, like they are since.
Did you have hay?
Had hay up in the, we called it up in the loft. Mm-hmm. Had a loft up there, and that's what we called it, hay up there where we keep it. And a way to, and you go up for is that, you know, to throw it back down. But it wasn't prepared sufficiently like it should have been. But the people did to their best that they knew how to do in those times.
And did you have a place for corn?
Had a place, yes. Had a little place for the corn.
A crib,
and then the sweet potatoes, they have a place outside in the garden. They would put up one post just like that, and they would prepare those potatoes. They'd dig them and put it round that post. And then I'm telling you for the fact, I'm showing you in the olden times what we're talking about. My dad, when I was a little fella, he'd put them potatoes around that post and throw dirt around it, and you could get timber anywhere in the woods that people was renting. They just rented from so much, this 40 or maybe this 50 back yonder. And do you know they would make those boards and never nail them on that house? Just lay them on it and lay a heavy piece, even falling, and go down and get potatoes all the winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you want to know about the olden time, how things was fixed.
That's right.
Well, now that's the way they fixed them. Anybody that had timber, it wasn't no variation. East of here, my daddy had 140. And 140 back yonder. And that's what he paid rent on, and you could cut any timber. I ain't seen him ride those boards with I forget what you call it. And ride, and I learned to ride those boards. I was a little bit of fella. And lay them boards on that potato house now, and now you can't hardly keep them unless you have a dry kiln. Lay them boards there and never nail them. Just put a heavy piece. And there them potatoes stayed out there all the winter. Take those corn stalks, cut them out of the field. Take those corn stalks and stand them up. That way it's upside of that post. Put them boards on it, and them potatoes keep all the winter. And leave them a hole at the top, about that big. So the air could circulate through.
I see.
Keep those potatoes, and you go there in the spring and get them out. All the spring. Go in one part of it then, get your seed potatoes out.